I think that basically today, Ghana as a country received an overwhelming complementary support from the rest of the world, having close to 30 heads of state coming for the inauguration, various international agencies and actors and partners of development. Again, the president's commitment, he outlined clearly what he's going to be doing in the next few days. And I think that it resonates with the common challenges that we face. There is a fresh air that is blowing in our country today because the suffocation by political appointees is over. The opulence, the reckless spending of state resources is over. And the Ghanaians can now adopt a new hope. And that was what exactly it is today. The whole of Accra is full of jubilation, parties, dancing. People are excited.
The president said, he promised to reset Ghana in different ways. And I think on the agenda will be the economy. Is your party ready?
I think that President Mahama's agenda goes beyond the party. It embodies the number of Ghanaians who are frustrated, who have lost their businesses, who have lost their capitals, whose income cannot sustain their family. So that tax force of people who are resetting the country embodies every single Ghanaian that have gone through this level of stress. So it goes beyond the political party. But of course, the NDC will support the president to achieve his aim for the people of Ghana and all of us, because cumulatively, it is no longer about party colors. It's about a larger majority of Ghanaians who, for the first time, are exposed to this kind of shocks because of corruption. And so the NDC is ready to partner or to support His Excellency the President to achieve these goals with the people of Ghana.
President Mahama, has he already begun appointing his cabinet?
So far, he has appointed a team to coordinate information regarding stolen money and financial malfeasance by outgoing government officials and any other public official involving business people. It's called an oral committee that will build fundamental data. Then it will come before the prosecutor authorities who will take on. He has also appointed a chief of staff, appointed a few presidential advisors, appointed an interim security task force. So we'll see from tomorrow, the president will begin to release his team. But he has promised the nation that within 14 days, he will complete setting up his cabinet.
And this is coming also, your party has made history in Ghana by having the first female vice president. How is she doing?
The female vice president is a scholar, a woman of impeccable academic pedigree, outstanding character and integrity, proven. She's going to be in charge of our health, education, and issues involving gender. She's also going to spearhead the construction of Women's Development Bank so that Ghanaian small-scale business women can walk in there and secure loans to do their small-scale business without having to be constrained by demand of collateral and all of that. And so she's very excited. She's in a good spirit.